This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now!
Oh, boy, that didn't work. I can't pull it off.
There goes the throat, yeah.
Yeah, and oh, that'll be me silent for the rest of the day.
Have to get you a Slurpee.
It's Mully and Hanley on the score. We're delighted Chuck Swirsky is joining us. Chuck, thank you for coming down. It's a thrill for us and a thrill for all the people here. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thank you. It's great to be here as well.
You were already on the roof, right?
I was already on the roof.
What was that like?
Well, I've been on the roof many times here because of the great effort with the Chicago Police Department and raising funds, obviously, for a worthy cause to help with Special Olympics and whatnot. But you go on the roof, and some of Chicago's finest are on top of the roof, so I know I'm well-protected and safe. And so it's a thrill.
You see the skyline up there. But
yes, we do.
Yeah. We attempted to jump. That's always my fear if I go up on a roof.
You in the bull sweatshirt. Don't jump, sir. It can't be that bad.
It was an interesting year, and the theory is that the Bulls somehow blew the tank. I personally had a great time this year, and I really enjoyed the December wins, even though it was a really weird season, because there was a time there where you were watching this thing and thinking, boy, like if that hadn't started the season that way, where would they be? What would the future look like? It was a very strange year because I thought that Nico played great, and when he came back, they couldn't lose.
Well, number one, it was a weird year because here we're on one radio station. All of a sudden, we're on the score.
And you're getting into a Walk of Fame on another one.
670 the score. Whammo. Yeah. There you go. So, no, but all kidding aside, you know, I mean, it was a different year. And I think it was very thought-provoking from the standpoint as much as, and I love the NBA and I love basketball.
Yes.
But it was really a part of three seasons. You start 3-20. And then the ball club gets healthy. And then, of course, after the All-Star break, you say, okay, you know what? Let's reset everything and let's find out about these young players, because they have to find out about a lot of these players as they move forward. And I thought it was educational. I'll tell you what, this was one, and you're going to think I'm crazy. Well, you think I'm crazy anyway. But, guys, this was one of the most enjoyable seasons I've ever called basketball games.
Huh.
And I'm not talking about wins and losses. I'm talking about having a group of men in that locker room and going through the peaks and valleys of an NBA season. No finger pointing. They're all good guys. They're all character people. The coaching staff did their very best. I was at every shoot around, every practice, and not once did that coaching staff lose them. And the attention to detail was terrific. And now we move forward. And so you got the lottery coming up. You got two number one picks. You've got some flexibility. Whether they'll use it this year or next year remains to be seen. But I'm very encouraged, and that's just not bull speak and broadcasting speak. That's the truth, because I think you have to build, as you're seeing, with versatility in the NBA. You look at what's going on right now in the finals in the Western and Eastern Conference. You got players playing multiple positions.
Yes,
this is the way the NBA's going.
It's a different league altogether than it was.
Yesterday, Pax was on the score, and we've had these conversations with him, as I'm sure you have during the season. And they knew Lauri Markkanen was a talent, but he said again yesterday, we didn't know what a talent he is. And the fact that once he puts on weight and gets more of an NBA body, just turned 21, he said, obviously, the dream is he's Dirk Nowitzki. Now, you know, here's hoping. But, you know, of the three, you only had a half a dozen games where you had Zach and Lauri and Chris Dunn playing together. I don't know what you saw in those half dozen games or if you could see enough in those games to know what you have here. But it's a pretty good core to start. But, you know, obviously they have to do more to add to that group.
Well, and they're very well aware of that. You're right. I mean, Dunn, to me, was the X factor. Markkanen and I saw a handful of games at Arizona, and I knew he was going to be a terrific shooter. I mean, he is a wing player. I think he's going to play perhaps some five next year.
Yeah.
He's going to put some weight on. It depends on the draft and where that goes as far as a positional player is concerned. LaVine can score. We knew that from Minnesota and his 1 year at UCLA. But then Dunn comes on, and I'm looking at Chris Dunn and his tenacity, his passion, his aggressiveness. And then, of course, he went down in that Golden State game with a gruesome injury, and that really set him back.
Boy, that was, I got to tell you, I mean, that was one of those injuries, and they're usually, they take place in the lower body, but that's one that everybody looked at and, like, felt his pain, like, oh, my God.
I just put the tongue in my teeth for an hour.
I know. You like, can't, yeah. I mean, that, and the fact that he took a chunk out of the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Good morning. Have a Dunkin' Donuts on us. Thank you.
That's usually an NFL type injury, though. It's usually an injury
where
you see.
He's a football guy at heart.
That, but that was horrific.
He
that
is.
Really
he loves football. Yeah. Chris Dunn. In fact, I saw the replay once, and after the replay, I turned to Bo and said, I think that's enough. Yeah. Let's move on.
Yeah, it was really horrible. Okay, so we're looking at the future of this organization. They have the number 7 pick in the draft.
Yes.
I don't know if you're looking at that. I don't know if you are aware. They also have 22, and you can usually get a value player down there. At some point, and I don't know that it's this year or next year, you're no longer looking to get younger, no longer looking to get, at some point you start dipping your toe into bringing in another player, into expanding the roster through free agency. I don't think now is the time. I think they're going to take the picks. Kawhi Leonard, I mean, listen, if you get a player that level, you have to think about it. But Chuck, when do you stop getting younger? We're still in that process.
Still in the process.
And then when do you start looking beyond that? After next year, maybe?
Well, I don't think the club probably doesn't want to go through the same thing they went through this year, obviously.
Right.
I think they want to add on. But having said that, it is a process. And so I think they're going to, there are a lot of options available now. They can stay at 7. They can maybe move up if they care to, if there is a team willing to do that, where you put an attractive package together. But I think right now you have to go for the best player available. If it's a wing player, it's a wing player. If a big shows up and you're looking at it as a rim protector, you got to go that direction. But a lot of things, there are a lot of moving parts for every NBA team between now and late June.
Are you a Kawhi Leonard fan? Just curious.
Yes, I am.
Oh.
I'm huge. However, I'll say this. I think there's a lot of smoke going on.
Oh, yeah.
Right
so there's
now.
A lot of soap opera going on.
Yes, there
too.
Is. So for people to say, listen, when it comes down to San Antonio, they don't want to trade him. Unless I would think Kawhi Leonard goes to them and says, I definitely want out.
But I want my max contract before you trade me.
And there are a lot of teams right now that have a lot of pieces that could probably throw San Antonio's way where San Antonio could rebuild. But you lose a player like Kawhi Leonard, you're losing a great player. But I think that's just speculation.
Who do you like in the NBA Finals? I was saying this earlier. I thought the first game of the Western Conference play was as good a basketball games I've seen in a long time. Fantastic stuff. Contrasting styles. I'm not saying the second game wasn't good. It just wasn't as close. That's an unbelievable thing to watch. The Boston and the Cleveland series, it's a lot of clutching and grabbing. And it's totally, Eastern Conference, Western Conference basketball. But who do you like? I mean, how do you get past those All-Stars in Golden State?
Well, I like Toronto, to be honest with you. But that game one killed them.
Yeah.
They missed
collapsed.
14 straight shots. Yeah. They were up by 3. They missed 3 open looks near the rim. Valanciunas missed 3 straight shots. They go up by 5 with 37 seconds to go. Chances are Cleveland wilts. And the Raptors win game one. It changes the whole dynamics of that series, in my opinion. But Cleveland moves on. And I thought, okay, maybe the Cavaliers are starting to put it together. And then they run to a very gritty, tough Boston team.
Yeah.
And that is a tough Boston team. Minus Hayward. Think about this.
Hard to believe.
And Kyrie Irving.
Did you pick Benny up or did he pick you up?
Yeah, Benny the Bull is here. I think he's actually up on the roof.
He probably is.
Did you drive or did he bring the Benny Mobile and pick you up?
The Benny Mobile. Benny drove.
Oh, good.
And I want to I better not go where we...
We've interviewed him before.
Yes, he is a great interviewer. In my opinion, the best interview in the city.
You can't get him to shut up.
He really keeps it tight to the vest. Chuck, thank you so much.
Thank you. Great
Chuck,
show.
Thank you.
Really I appreciate it. Thank you.
Great
show. Very much.
Chuck Swirsky, everybody. Great to see Chuck.
And we're out at the Dunkin' Donuts at 1519 West Madison Street right here in Chicago in the shadow of the United Center. It is the 16th annual Cop on the Rooftop event, raising awareness for Special Olympics Illinois and Law Enforcement Torch Run. Come on out. Register for Cub tickets. Get some score in Mully and Hanley gear. Make a donation, get some free donuts, and we're going to have a lot of fun until 9 a.m. And the event goes until noon. You got Molly and Haley on the score.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.